Welcome to the Cosmic Business Breakthrough Podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Pallas, and this podcast is for soulful entrepreneurs who want to harness the cosmic power of astrology to elevate their message, unlock flow, and attract their best clients ever. Join me every week and get excited to discover how you can use the energy of the cosmos to get the business breakthrough you've been waiting for. Do you want to know one thing that will instantly improve the quality of your copywriting? It's getting deeply connected with who you are and what you're here to do. Because when you know who you are and what you stand for, your message, your copy is 100 times stronger than someone who is unclear and undefined. So today, we are going to explore how your astrology chart can actually improve your copywriting. I'm talking about your website copy, your emails, your social media posts, and even your sales pages and all of that wonderful stuff that goes into running an epic online business. Whether you are a service provider, a coach, a consultant, a course creator, all of those things, you need an online presence. Therefore, you know what I'm talking about when it comes to copy. You need good copy. And good copy is all about alignment. Aligning who you are with what you do and say. Because when you are deeply connected with this, your message is going to resonate on a whole different level. It becomes magnetic, undeniable, and most importantly, it's authentic to you. Now, copywriting is something that I have been doing for most of my career, at least 15 years. I think it's been longer now. I've been writing for publications. I have been writing for brands. I have been writing for online businesses for the past 15 plus years. So this is something that I know pretty well. And I have talked on this podcast before about using astrology to improve your brand. I have talked about using astrology to improve your brand message before as well. And I will link to the messaging episode from last year, which I'm trying to remember the number, but importantly, there is a brand messaging episode. And I've been talking a lot about personal branding, branding your business lately as well. And there is a lot of different ways you can incorporate your astrology chart into your brand, and a lot of ways that it is really powerful at getting you where you want to be, because it's going to show you how to amplify the parts of yourself that will set you apart in the market, right? Those unique parts of you that you haven't really acknowledged in the past, they can become like your superpowers in business. Those are the things that are going to set you apart, that make you unique, that give you that unique selling proposition. But today, we are going to talk about copywriting specifically, the words that you use. We're talking about how your astrology chart is not just the guide to the stars and the planets when you were born, but it's also a guide to unlocking that authentic, compelling copy for your online presence. So let's explore 3 cosmic placements to look for when it comes to writing copy for your website, your emails, your social media, your sales pages, etc. Number 1, you are looking at Mercury. This is your communication powerhouse planet. I have a podcast episode specifically on Mercury through the 12 signs, so you can check that out if you want to break down on your Mercury sign. But it's important to remember Mercury is the planet of communication. It's going to play a pivotal role when it comes to your copywriting. Your Mercury sign influences how you think and how you convey your ideas. So understanding this can really revolutionize the way that you write. For example, people with a Gemini Mercury might have a more playful versatile approach with their writing, while a Virgo Mercury could be quite precise and practical when they're writing. If you've got an Aries Mercury, you're probably going to want to write copy that's bold and direct, while someone with a Pisces Mercury might have copy that's more intuitive, more empathetic, more connected in with how their clients are feeling and how they're feeling. So each Mercury has a different flavor. So it's really important to understand your Mercury and what flavor it has, because that is going to flavor your words. And when you align your copy or your tone of voice, the tone of voice of your copy with your Mercury sign, you are not just writing to communicate something. You're writing in a way that's connected with your innate style, right? So that makes the writing more compelling, more powerful right off the bat. The next step to dial this even deeper is to leverage your moon sign. So this is the next placement to look at, your moon sign. This is the heart of your emotions and subconscious. This is where your deepest desires, your fears, and your motivations are. So by tapping into the qualities of your moon sign, you can create copy that connects on a much deeper, more emotional level, speaking directly to the hearts of your audience. So if you're diving deeper into your moon sign and copywriting, it's about bringing more of those hidden aspects of yourself to light, because you're trying to forge this more genuine connection with your audience, with your potential clients or customers. Your moon sign, you can think of it as more than just an astrology placement, right? It is the key to unlocking that emotional core of your message. So when you know that your moon sign is in Capricorn, for instance, it's going to tell you a lot about what's driving you subconsciously, and by extension, how you can communicate in a way that's going to resonate deeply with other people's subconscious as well. So Capricorn moons are all about reliability, about achieving goals, and getting the satisfaction from hard work. So the emotional undertone of your copy, of your messaging, could be shaped around those values. So you're creating copy that's not only talking about what you do, but why you do it. It's the purpose, the drive, the commitment behind it. Those are Capricorn type words, right? So this doesn't just apply to Capricorn. Obviously, each moon sign is going to bring its own flavor to that emotional dialogue you're having with your audience, with your customers, with your clients. Someone with a Pisces moon, for instance, with that deep empathetic side, might want to create copy that is touching on some shared dreams, compassion. Someone with an Aries moon could have copy that's driven by passion, by encouraging some sort of bold action and leadership. So your moon sign is really your secret weapon in crafting copy. And it's something that I haven't spoken a lot about before on this podcast, but I really want you to consider it when it comes to the words you are using, and not just the words on the surface, the underneath, the emotional connection, the why, what's driving the words, because this is going to make your message magnetic and deeply impactful. Okay, the third placement I want you to think about when it comes to crafting compelling copy using your astrology chart is your seventh house. I have talked about the seventh house in more detail in episode 55, and I will link to that in the show notes. But here's the thing. This is where some of your copywriting gold comes from, because it's showing you what your customers crave deep down. This is showing you what your customers crave, whereas the moon sign is showing your customers your drive, your subconscious desires, your emotions. The seventh house is where you're tapping into theirs. So for the best copy, you want to be able to integrate what your customers want with how you naturally communicate and your emotional core. So I'm going to give an example of this now. And this is from a client I was working with recently. I was working on some website copy for this client. And to kick it all off, we did a cosmic messaging intensive before we get started. And that's across the board. If you're working with me on a copywriting project, we do a cosmic messaging intensive so that we can dive into your astrology chart and pull out the parts that are going to help with your copywriting, help with your message. So for this particular client, she had Mercury in Aries. So I knew the copy needed to be direct and be bold. However, she also had the moon in Pisces. So there was a strong need to show that empathy and connect emotionally with clients as well, and to show that more emotional part of herself. And finally, her seventh house was flavored by the sign Sagittarius. So that meant I knew her clients were craving some sort of personal expansion or spiritual experience. Think about it this way. If someone has Mercury in Aries, they're all about getting straight to the point. They're bold. They're energetic. So that's exactly how we want to shape the copy, to make sure it grabs your attention and makes the message crystal clear at the get-go. Then we throw in the moon in Pisces. So you've got this rich emotional vibe that really speaks to what people are feeling deep down. It's like mixing this spiciness of Aries with something sweet and nourishing of the Pisces. So you're getting something else here, something that's appealing to people on a different level. And then there's the kicker of the seventh house, and that is the Sagittarius side, which means their audience is on the hunt for something more, growth, adventure, maybe even a deeper spiritual quest. There's something innately in them that's searching for something bigger, probably in a spiritual sense. So knowing these three key placements, we can tailor the copy to promise or to offer exactly that, a service that's not just about the outer world, although it is direct and to the point, the copy is direct and to the point, but it's about connecting with your inner self on a deeper level and creating a connection that's going to resonate on a personal level, but also make the potential customer feel as if they're going to go on a spiritual quest with you, like they're going to be expanded by this work together. So you're blending in words that are going to not only be direct, but also empathetic and also expansive. So this is like the hands-on approach to working with astrology, to make your copy not just talk, but really communicate and bridge that gap between your vision for your business and what your customers and clients really want from you. Now, you can integrate other planets as well. And I love to do this because it's not just about your Mercury, your moon, and the seventh house. Every planet position in your chart is going to offer insights into your copy. For example, and I've talked about these before, Venus reveals what you love and value. Mars shows your drive, how you take action. Jupiter expands everything it touches, so it shows where you can seek out or encourage opportunities and growth in others as well as in yourself. You can weave these astro insights into your copywriting practice, and that's going to invite this more profound, more resonant connection with your audience. And your business becomes a true reflection of what you're here to do, something that's truly transformative. Okay, as we wrap up today's episode, I want you to remember this. The key to compelling, impactful copy is authenticity. And what's more authentic than using your birth chart to express your unique voice and vision? If you want to do this for your website copy, for your social media posts, your sales pages or emails, reach out and book a call with me. Because in addition to business strategy with astrology, copywriting is what I love to do. And as I said, I've been doing it for a long time. We can either review your copy and upgrade it for more impact and authenticity using your birth chart, or I can work with you to create new, fresh, copy sales pages, emails, website stuff from scratch using your astrology chart and really honing in on those unique points. If this is what you're looking for, the first step is to book a free 20-minute call with me. The link to do that will be in the show notes. Until next time, happy writing, and I'll speak to you soon. Thanks for joining me on the Cosmic Business Breakthrough. If you'd like to learn more about what I do, head to sophiapalace.com or follow me at sophiapalace over on Instagram. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I'd love for you to take a moment and review the show if you found it helpful and share it with a few friends. Thanks again, and I'll speak to you next time.